This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Let's go to the talk lines. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what say you?
No, I enjoy this discussion. I enjoy listening to you. I don't agree with you much, but I'm happy you're bringing it up. So I got a couple of questions for you, which may negate my ability to make a point afterward, but I got to ask. So in your world of meritocracy, should it have always been a meritocracy? Should we have never had affirmative action? It should always be you get your place in life in school based upon your ability. Was there ever a time for affirmative action?
Well, affirmative action to what extent?
Any extent. I mean, to what extent now? You're saying that we shouldn't have it at all now, and so I'm asking you: should we have ever had it? So here's my point, man. So let me ask you this. How many you're a Jesuit grad, right?
Yep.
How many black people were in your graduating class at Jesuit?
Probably a representative amount of the number of blacks proportionately in the country. At that time, the numbers haven't changed over the last 30 years, 40 years. About 13% of the population is black. About 6% are black males. We had roughly 200 students, which means that would be a dozen black males in our class would be representative of the country at that point in time. And I would say we probably had that.
Well, what about, I mean, yeah, but we're not in Kansas, man. I mean, we're in New Orleans. So you definitely didn't.
Well,
have
that's the point that I was trying to make earlier. To what extent? What number are we using? Are we going to go down to micro economy geographic areas? Let me finish, because so if we're in Kansas then, right, and there's a 90% representation of the white community, so they should be guaranteed 90% of everything, right?
Yeah, but we're in New Orleans.
No, I'm asking you the question. So in Kansas, if the numbers are far greater than what the representation is in this country, then they should be entitled to more, right, under your theory?
No, I'm not presenting that theory at all.
Of course not. I get it. And that's the point I'm asking. To what extent? At what point in time? When is it fair? When it works to the detriment of others, whether it be ethnic groups, racial groups, or others, especially if we want to talk about Hispanics. Why don't we talk about Hispanics? Nobody wants to talk about that because those numbers don't work well for them at all, not even close.
Well, back to the point that I know you want to make your points and skew the conversation.
No, Rich, this is the point. I'm not skewing the conversation. You asked a legitimate question. I gave you a legitimate answer. You don't like the answer.
No, I don't because, even know what. So I asked you the question: what should we have ever had America?
And I'm saying to what? And America? I say to what extent? What is the ultimate goal? Is it a guarantee of an outcome, or is it the guarantee of an opportunity? I thought that separate but equal went out. It seems as though now the only way that there can be a recognition of culture, of race, of ethnicity, and everything else is that these celebrations can only achieve that by doing it separately. Now, I got to imagine you are in favor of the elimination of that separate but equal doctrine, right?
Of course, but so here. Can I make one point, please.
So how do you react? How do you react to us revisiting this now? And that the only way that we can ultimately celebrate oneself, one's culture, is that we now are going to have separate housing, separate student centers, affinity graduations, and that everything is going to be separate. You can't possibly be in favor of that, right?
But it doesn't exist, Neil.
It doesn't exist.
Of your imagination. Tell me a
really?
School where separate, where there's an African American only housing complex. It doesn't exist. So
No. It does exist, and I'll pull it up, and I'll talk about it tomorrow. Student centers do exist. In fact, at Oberlin College, I've actually covered this on this show before. They do have separate student centers. And in fact, the moment in time that a white student went in there to study, they called him out, confronted him, and it was all over the newspaper, all over the media. You can read about it. Right now, Harvard, American, Columbia, Indiana University, Purdue, Penn State, and about a dozen other campuses are holding ceremonies for black graduates next month. Separate and apart from the general graduation ceremony. So don't tell me it's a figment of my imagination. I do the research.
You said housing.
I said housing as well. Go Google it. It's easy. It's been reported all across, big time media.
It's like transgender athletes. That gets reported all the time, too, and we pass a law on it in Louisiana, except it's a problem that doesn't exist. We've never had one, not even one transgender athlete. But, no, here
that's
I'd
not
like
true.
To make this
that's,
point.
That
too.
Is not true. That's not true. We are not looking for a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. That is not true. You're just not willing to admit it. I mean, there are example after example after example. I don't recall, but I'll go pull it up and I'll talk about that tomorrow as well.
Not one in Louisiana. Never has been, and not before that law was passed and not since. But if we did have one, or if we had two, or if we had five, we're really going to make a law that covers five people? But no, I want to make a bigger point, sir, and I'll let you go.
Rich, that is the point right there. So I was a competitive swimmer, and I worked hard from age 5 all through high school, sacrificed a lot in my life for competitive swimming. If I was a female and at some point in time, after about 10 or 12 years of the sacrifices that I made, of traveling around the country, competing in the hopes of going to the Olympics or otherwise, and then the rules change and I am now competing against a born male who claims now to be a female, I don't think that's fair. You nor anyone else is going to change my mind relative to that because I understand the physiological differences as it relates to that. And the fact of the matter is the difference between a premier swimmer and the next lowest level is 1 second. 1 second. So whether it's 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9, it's not fair to change the rules and have females competing against males. So is there a necessity for the protection? Absolutely. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.